This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the sound of gunfire echoed in Sudan's capital for a fourth night, residents are trying to survive amid a lack of essential services and supplies. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral has more.
The sound of explosions, the sight of low-flying fighter jets. This is what it's been like for Sudan's residents since fighting broke out between warring factions on Saturday. It's become a situation described by the UN as a humanitarian catastrophe. On Tuesday, a planned 24-hour ceasefire came into effect. It was shattered shortly after the deadline. The sounds of fighting echoing again into the night.
Now, the Sudan conflict has prompted many global calls for a ceasefire, but questions still remain about how two other countries can persuade combatants in Khartoum to lay down their arms. U.S. officials in Congress and the White House say they're using their status in Washington and limited leverage to try to make peace. Anita Powell reports for VOA.
The White House says it is working hard to bring about peace, but declined to say what the consequences would be if the warring parties didn't listen. Karine Jean-Pierre, White House Press Secretary.
We've been very clear about the importance of de-escalating, and you've heard Secretary Blinken speak to this. You heard my colleague from NSC speak to this as well. And so I'm just not going to go beyond to what they have said.
U.S. lawmakers familiar with the continent say the stakes are high. Washington's ties with Khartoum have long been strained, and the U.S. suspended assistance to Sudan during the 2021 coup.
That's VOA's Anita Powell. Russian President Vladimir Putin visited the Kremlin's forces fighting in Ukraine for a second time in 2 months, and Ukrainian President